Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krupp.
6 minutes past 6 o'clock. Great to have you with us today. Political Coffee, lots to talk about, and we will get right at it here as we, as we approach the issue, political issues of the day, folks, with an eye, as we always do, to giving you thoughts and ideas and practical methods or ways of changing your world by being persuasive with the persuadable, helping them get to that point where they decide to change how they think about politics. Because sadly, politics just dramatically impacts every area of your life here in America. But we are blessed. We are blessed, friends, to be able to have these conversations today on the air. And by the way, it's free. It's free to you. You see, we're not censoring what you say, although, of course, you have to comport with decency. And when you call the show or send me emails, by the way, not all of you who send me emails like me, to put it mildly. And you use some pretty outrageous language, and you know, I don't bother to even talk about it because I'm not going to give you any forum. Even if you're going to act that way, if you want to have an intelligent discourse and disagree with me, that's fine. We can do that. So, how do we stop the tyranny descending upon us now? We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about should Mike Nierman, Representative Mike Nierman, file complaints against Speaker Kotek for creating a hostile workplace. Like liberal members of the House are threatening to do it against him. You know, with this new Office of Equity, turnabout is fair play, to be sure. And finally, you know, the Clackamas County Commissioner, right, who got attacked yesterday by the left-wing Oregonian reporter. Well, it appears that they've had to delay the swearing-in of the new county commission. Why? Because they and he are getting death threats. So should the reporter and the paper be sued for inciting violence? And that leads me to another story. It's a piece in the American Thinker. It's about the left closing in. And it's part of cancel culture, but it's part about how we have surrendered. You and I, many of us have surrendered our freedom and our businesses to big multinational corporations that have no allegiance to the United States, to our Constitution, or to you and I. We need to talk about all of that today, folks, because it is everything that you could ever imagine that is important to you. Everything that we have grown so accustomed to enjoying, and that is the fruit of liberty. That's just what it is. It's all hanging in the balance right now. Now, 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. And I truly will try to get to those conversations because I appreciate not only you calling, but I also appreciate the fact that you take time to write emails. And I do try to read them. I get a lot of emails, so some days it's a little more difficult to read through them all or not. Many of you just send me links to other stories, some of which I've seen, some of which I haven't. And one of the things that I, and by the way, quick heads up, we're going to have an interview at 6:31 this morning with Pastor Lou Wooten of the River Church about the Chris Ann Hall event happening on February 19th and 20th at his church. About your rights as both an American under the Constitution and specifically business people, if you know business people that have been impact, and every business has been impacted by the lockdowns, most of which is unconstitutional, in my opinion. They need to come to this event at the River Church, which is Portland Road, right there next to Harbor Freight. So that's where it is. February 19th and 20th. We're going to talk with Pastor Lou about that. And then we're going to talk to Megan Marie at 7:30. Remember, she was on this show, and she's been targeted by Antifa with death threats, and they are continuing to go after her. Well, she spent, as I shared with you, she spent a couple of nights in jail for supposedly violating her free speech limiting rules. You know what she did, folks? Something every one of us would have done. And it wasn't a violation of her free speech. She needs to sue a judge and a DA for violating her First Amendment rights for what they did to her. We're going to talk with her at 7:31, and you're not going to believe it. Believe me, you'll want to hang on for that. Again, 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. How do we stop the tyranny that's descending on us now? Well, first of all, you have to accept the idea that we, in fact, are going. We have tyranny that's being foisted on us right now. Okay, so if we accept that that is true, then we got to figure out how we fight against it and we stop it before it's too late. Now, that gets into the American Thinker article called The Left Closing In, but it also gets into the story about Republicans in Congress that are going to vote in favor of impeachment for Donald Trump. How do we stop all of this? Well, let me lay out for you what my thoughts are and how we do that. And it's simply this. A third party is not the answer. In fact, that's the way to ensure that tyranny will prevail. It's really simple to understand why, is because disaffected Republicans and others, Democrats and independents that are liberty-minded and that came into a greater awareness of what liberty means because of Donald Trump. If we leave both the Republican Party and or voting for Republicans, because we splinter into a third party, the Patriot Party, it's very tempting, isn't it? But if we do that, we will never win against the Democrats, ever. And we'll lose. We'll lose in worse ways than we ever could have imagined. And you know why that is? It's because the left, and I mean the communist left, aided by big media, big social media, and now corporations that are piling on coming against you and I. Not just Trump, but I'm going to share with you the stories of average folks now that are being defunded in their business and are being deplatformed and their free speech rights taken away from them. And how big business, big corporations, multinationals are all a part of that. That's the tyranny, folks. And there's a way we fight back. And it is not by splintering with a third party. No, because we're not that far. And in fact, we're actually a lot closer to taking over the Republican Party than you could imagine. So how do we do this? How do we stop the tyranny that's coming upon us? From big corporations? From leftist politicians, the Democrat Party that is truly given over now to the socialist mindset, the communist mindset? From Republicans who are willing to accept the leftist ideas? How do we stop that tyranny? Because it's all tyranny. Because of what happened in this election where we, well, many of these Republicans have literally parroted the same talking points of the Democrats. There was no election fraud, just accepted. And frankly, the sadness of what we had to report about CBN, Christian Broadcasting Network, that we talked about yesterday. And I hope that you took time to contact CBN to demand that they retract their deceptive editing of Donald Trump's comments on January 6th in his rally in front of the White House. Because they did. You know, we covered it. It's wrong. And here they are, this paragon, and have been until now, this paragon of faith and Christianity, Christian Broadcasting Network, acting deceptively, because they apparently have turned against Trump now. You need to contact them. But see, that's part of what's happening to us all. And the first thing we have to do is pray. And I mean that. Spend time in prayer. Praying for government leaders. And that includes the guy who, unless there is a massive miracle that takes place of some type, that can only be God, because we've exhausted all of our man-made ideas. Joe Biden is going to be president. We need to pray for him. We need to pray for the vice president, Kamala Harris, who is justifiably can be called the most radical member of the U.S. Senate. And that's hard to top Jeff Merkley from Oregon, right? For some of the things she's said and done. But she is. We need to pray for her. We need to pray for Kate Brown, Tina Kotek, Peter Courtney. We need to pray for them. That's the first thing we do. We need to pray that this evil, this fraud of this election, which is irrefutable, the evidence is overwhelming and irrefutable. How can you lose votes? That evidence is there for all to see. It's been documented. Thousands of affidavits under the threat of criminal prosecution for filing a false affidavit. Thousands of them. The things that we saw with our own eyes, with video, of Republicans not being able to see, Republican observers, heck, even Democrat observers being shut out from watching how the votes were counted in these battleground states. All of them. We've had Republicans say, nah, that just didn't really happen. How do we fix that? I'll tell you when we come back.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
22 minutes past the top of the hour. Great to have you with us. In a moment, I get back to my plan. That is how we protect and actually save our liberty. Got an email, by the way. If you want to send me an email, it's jeff@1220.am or jeff@kslm.news. Corby disagrees with me. He says, I believe President Trump will remain our president, and we need to be praying for him and his safety. Well, Corby, again, friend, let me just say that barring a miracle of God, and at this point, that's what it's going to take, Donald Trump to remain president. it's going to take a miracle at this point, because there is no other way. Now, I happen to think that that's very possible, and I happen to think that this is what had to happen if God is going to move and implement a miracle for his glory and honor and praise. Because you know what? If the Supreme Court had sided with Trump, and who knows, maybe they will in the long run, I don't know. Or if Mike Pence had done the right thing, or if Donald Trump had done other things differently, then they would have gotten the glory, not God. The only way Donald Trump is going to be our president, continuing, is for a miracle of God. That's it. That's it. Freedom is a wonderful and a precious thing, friends. And you are hearing me do these ads about our freedom celebration on January 31st. And I want to invite you to come and join us up at the Ames Ranch. We are literally going to be honoring and celebrating freedom. We're going to be honoring the people that keep us free. And one of our first sponsors for the Freedom Celebration is Ticklicker Firearms. As you know, they've got two locations, one across from Winco on South Commercial in Salem, and one in Corvallis. They have a very knowledgeable staff, and they're always there wanting to help you and quickly help you. They have a continuous stock of ammunition. And right now, that's one of the things that's kind of hard to find. And, of course, a great selection of new and used handguns. They offer concealed carry classes. You can find them at TickLickerFirearms.com. TickLickerFirearms.com. You know, they've been in business over 40 years. That means they've done some things right. TickLickerFirearms.com. Appreciate them sponsoring the Freedom Celebration. Go to KSLM.news and register for the Freedom Celebration. Come and join us. It's going to be a great party. All right. How do we fight back? Well, we pray first and foremost. But then we have to act. And the very first thing we do to act, there's a number of steps we got to take. The very first thing, and the most important of all of them, is we, the conservatives of America, take over the Republican Party, folks. This has to happen first. The idea that the number three person in the U.S. House of Representatives, Republican Liz Cheney, Dick Cheney's daughter of Wyoming, would say that she's going to come out in favor of impeaching Donald Trump is an absurdity beyond absurdity. She claimed that he created the violence, in essence. I'm going to just paraphrase her. He incited it. He built it, she said. I don't know what incredible delusional thinking that she is engaging in there, but it's quite obvious that's not true. We've talked about that the last 2 days. Any person with half a brain, as Rob Schmidt said last night on Newsmax, could look at Donald Trump, could watch the entire speech, read his comments, and know that he did nothing of the sort. Yet, she persists. So, as long as you have Republicans willing to not stand with you and I, folks, you see, this isn't about Donald Trump, and that's what people like Liz Cheney and others, and by the way, right now on Capitol Hill in the U.S. House of Representatives, they are going to vote on impeaching Donald Trump again. If Republicans were in control of the U.S. House of Representatives, that wouldn't be happening right now. So, as long as you have Republicans who are willing to act like Democrats, communists, globalist like Liz Cheney is. She is no different than her father. She is no different than Lindsey Graham. Let's get involved in every war we possibly can. Let's give these multinational corporations, which are literally stealing your freedom from you, little by little, let's give them all the power that they want, because they give us money. And we get to run the scam that happens in the swamp, how you go to the swamp and you become rich, because they enable all of that. The way that we, the first way that we stop that is to pray, number one. That God exposes all of this. And you need to pray for Donald Trump, folks. Now, I'm quite serious, because I think right now he is under enormous pressure to choose to declassify so much stuff that exposes the corruption of Washington, D.C., of the swamp. And the reason that he's under pressure and that he needs great wisdom here is because by doing that, there is going to be damage to this country. It will be painful, and it's going to hurt people. If that is necessary to expose the corruption that then leads by the exposure of the corruption to the preservation of our liberty, is that the right thing to do? I think it is. But there's a lot more, and we'll get to it, including talking with Pastor Lou Wooten about Chris Ann Hall's event coming up on February 19th and 20th at the River Church about your constitutional freedoms. That comes up next. Don't go away.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
24 minutes to the top of the hour. In a moment, we're going to chat with Pastor Lou Wooten of the River Church here in Salem about the great event he's hosting that protects your freedom, how you can learn how to protect your freedom. It is the Let Freedom Ring seminar with Chris Ann Hall, who's a constitutional lawyer. But I want to remind you all that another one of our great sponsors that makes this radio station possible to let a broadcast, for you to listen to this show, for you to call into the show, for you to email me, and for us to have conversations about what matters in our lives, that is the result of great advertisers like Eric Azar at Righteous Renovations. He's a man who lives his faith, his personal faith in God, in his business. RighteousRenovations.com. Don't take my word for it. Go to the website, see the great projects that they've accomplished for people like you to make your life better. Bathroom renovations, kitchen renovations, other work. Finding a contractor that you can trust is not always that easy. You can be assured that if you do business with Righteous Renovations and Eric Azar, you're going to be satisfied. Go to the website is RighteousRenovations.com. Joining me is Pastor Lou Wooten of the River Church here in Salem. Pastor, good morning.
Good morning.
So,
how are you this morning?
Fantastic. It is always
wonderful.
A great day to be alive in the greatest nation on the face of the earth. It
Amen.
Is, even in the face of the interesting times that we're in. Speaking of that, you are hosting Chris Ann Hall, who is a nationally known constitutional lawyer who talks about the Constitution, with this Let Freedom Ring seminar that's coming up on February 19th and 20th. First of all, Lou, why are you doing this as a church?
well, as a church, you know, freedom is part of the gospel. He's come to set the captives free, and beyond that, I'm an American on top of that. It's not just that I am, you know, hidden away in the closet as a Christian. You know, we have rights under the Constitution. The First Amendment gives me the right as an inalienable right to be able to have church. It's one of the freedoms that was given to us by the founding fathers of our nation. So as a church, you know, they always want to say, let's separate church and state, but really, you know, it's, it was never meant that the state could tell the church what to do, but the church couldn't tell the state what to do.
Yeah, that's been really misunderstood, I think, largely in America for a long time now. And, you know, you're kind of unique. You're one of these pastors and these churches that, that is not necessarily politically correct. And that's okay. So Chris Ann Hall is coming to your church for four events over 2 days, February 19th and 20th.
Yeah.
And what's the purpose of this?
Well, the purpose on that is to educate people of what their constitutional rights are, but also to kind of bring a unifying voice, to what needs to be done. We can come up with all kind of speculation and we can see all kind of things, but when we stand upon one principle of the freedom that we have from God and the freedom that we have in our nation, if we can stand upon those principles, then we can unite around a single principle instead of multiple ideas.
And so what, as you and I were talking about this the other day when I had the opportunity to come and worship with you guys Sunday, you know, you are specifically, you're not just targeting individuals, but you're specifically targeting businesses here. Explain that.
Yeah, I'd like to see, you know, businesses come, because as you and I both know, small businesses are really being destroyed through all of this, this whole, thing that is going on, the stripping away of rights, not even having a voice to be heard or anything else. And businesses should know what their constitutional rights are to remain open as, first of all, as citizens, but also as businesses of what God has intended for that, and also what is underneath our constitutional law as in Oregon and in the United States.
Yeah, and right now, I mean, you know, we're seeing the impacts of this in our local community, right, in Salem and so many other communities all around Oregon. You know, some businesses are allowed to be open and others are not, in essence.
Right.
And besides the illogic of that, what do you think, Chris Ann, how do you think she's going to approach that from a constitutional perspective?
Well, there's several different things. I can tell you what's going to, she's going to be talking about. Her and her husband are both going to be here. JC and her are going to be here. And, 10 a.m. on Saturday morning, and be talking about morality of resistance, from a biblical view. So, you know, because so many people argue that we can't do this, we can't do that because of Romans 13, but there's a whole lot more in the Bible concerning, what we can do out of morality. So doing it out of a moral, stance than just trying to, bully our way into freedom. Of having a morality of resistance, and then there's government overreach after that, understanding and combating socialism, forgotten founders, and then question and answer, and she's going to talk about a few things after that. But, yeah, it's just going to be how we can combat it, how we can do these things, is knowing what our rights are. First of all, what is it that you can stand against? What are you allowed to do? What are you not allowed to do? So there's going to be a time of question and answer also for people.
Well, I think it's really important to have these kinds of discussions, you know, given the point we're at in American history right now with what we see happening, the limiting of our freedom, right, from social media, from international corporations, literally banning people from flying on airplanes. I mean, it's stunning just because you have chosen to say something or wear a piece of clothing that somebody finds offensive. We have constitutional rights.
That's right. We went on a trip, and my four-year-old that she had to wear a mask, and she wouldn't keep a mask on. And my wife asked to look at the policies, and the lady started to get very angry with her and threatened to remove us from the plane because that. And so she showed them the policy, and my wife read the policy out, which said, if they are able. And the lady said, well, I guess it's going to be okay then, and turn around and walk off in a huff. You know, there's all kinds of things, and, you know, we can go into all of that, but it comes down to we need to know what our rights are so that we can stand on something. If you don't know what your rights are, and then there can be easily taken away, you know. We just need to know what we need to do.
Well, you're right about that. We're talking with Pastor Lou Wooten of the River Church here in Salem. They're right on Portland Road next to Harbor Freight. So what's the importance of this cannot be understated. Obviously, we've laid that out. The next thing is, Lou, is how do people register for this thing? Because it's probably going to be packed.
It's going to be packed. We've already got quite a few people that have signed up. And that's the other reason we're having it here is because they can't tell us how many people we can and cannot have in a church. And so we can have more people here than we can. We can't get another event. We couldn't do this in another venue as well. So this is the place that we can do that. It's February 19th, 20th, and 20th for that. You can go to our Facebook page, which is The River in W Church on Facebook. You can go to the event page there, or you can go to our Facebook page, which is theriverinw.com, and go to the events and scroll down about three quarters of the way there, and you can click on the event and you can pre-register. We're also going to be serving lunch here. It's $10 for lunch. And then that way people can sit around and they can talk about the things that they just learned. They can talk about, similar views, and they can build those relationships to be able to, be there for one another and to be able to stand with one another. I think if the businesses in town, the small businesses in town would get together and create something to where they were able to communicate with one another, be there for one another, then, they'd be able to stand with one another.
Well, I think that's really important. You know, the Oregon Restaurant Association set up a fund to help restaurants who choose to open up for indoor dining and defy the governor's unconstitutional mandate in that regard, to help them pay those fines. And that just illustrates your point here, that businesses need to know what their rights are so they can come together and defend their rights. Because there is freedom and safety in numbers. And this is so
important. That is correct. Everybody feels so alone. That's part of the plan, is to get everybody separated out. But understand that if we could pull together underneath a similar cause, knowing what our rights are, both in religion, because in the Oregon Constitution it says they cannot make any law whatsoever concerning my religious conscience. And understand that if I want pastors to be able to come and understand what leg they can stand on as a church, because it is important even more so than ever before that churches open up, that churches are there available for people. Suicide has gone through the roof, because people have lost jobs, people are losing their families, the whole nine yards. And so, it is important that we are pulling together in this time. This is an opportunity, I believe, for us as a community to come together. I just wish I could hold 3,000 people or 4,000 people, but, we do have a limit that we can have in the building.
All right, folks, it is the Let Freedom Ring Seminar. Just search for that on Facebook. It'll come up. And it again is the River Church. And your website, again, is the River Church NW. Is that right, Pastor?
Yep, just theriverNW.com.
TheRiverNW.com. TheRiverNW.com. Pastor Lou, thanks. Appreciate you joining
us
today.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the time.
You bet. Anytime,
well,
friend.
Bless
you. You be blessed also. That's Pastor Lou Wooten of the River Church, folks.
Love you.
Check it out. Again, is Let Freedom Ring Seminar. Chris Ann Hall, constitutional attorney. Know what your rights are. And if you know businesses that are not knowing what their rights are, this is a great opportunity for them to come together and learn. Check it out. Back in a moment at 6:48.
Come on and sing. All night long, oh, all night long, yes, all night long, all night long.
Stop the car. We gotta move. Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. It's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We are back 10 minutes till 7 o'clock. In a moment, I'm going to go to the phones here. I appreciate those of you who've been on the line and waiting. I have one line open, 503-589-1220. That is the Power Buick GMC talk line, 503-589-1220. And, of course, you can send me the emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. I will continue in the next hour, by the way, with my thoughts in laying out a plan that preserves our liberty and stops the tyranny. It's multifaceted, and it is going to take time. But we've got to act, folks. You pray and you act. And it's how we act that matters. And frankly, understanding your constitutional rights is a piece of that puzzle. That's why you should go again to the Facebook page for the Let Freedom Ring Seminar. Just search for that on Facebook, and it'll pop up. It's the River Church, therivernorthwest.com, or therivernw.com is their website. Also want to thank, by the way, Pro Bioscience. They make the great CBD products that I brag about because I use them. They're based in Salem, and they use only Oregon-grown CBD, which is of the highest quality there is. Why? Because Oregon's laws and their standards about how you grow CBD are the toughest in the nation. Because they're a local company that, well, you can talk with them, and you can learn about what it is that they put in their product and why you can have the confidence that it's not only quality, but you're getting the quantity of CBD. That's the other thing. You really don't know what you're getting from a lot of stuff that you buy online. So check them out at pro-bioscience.com. That's pro-bioscience.com. And if you buy online, and I encourage you to think about doing that, use the discount code New Year, the word New Year, and you get 15% off. Plus, ask them about their loyalty rewards program where you can save even more money. pro-bioscience.com. We'll start first on the phones with Rebecca. Rebecca, thanks for hanging on and your thoughts today.
First of all, like you have said, we need to pray. And I believe that we cannot have lasting power on this earth without following in the way of Jesus Christ. And that's different than being a Christian. A Christian might not have any, when you have language that you don't understand what the language actually means, you don't know what you're actually doing. So the word Christian, a lot of people don't know what that means. But when you follow in the way of Jesus Christ, that's pretty easy to figure out what it is you're supposed to be doing. And so we need to first of all follow Jesus. And I want to remind you of, and also inform people, a few years ago, there was a takeover of a Republican gathering that was going to happen down at the coast. I can't remember the name of the place, but it was a place where the liberal Republicans gathered.
It was Dorchester, Dorchester in Seaside.
Dorchester, yeah.
An annual event started by Bob Packwood, yep.
Yes, and it was liberal Republicans who got together every year.
Yes.
And they were going to have a vote to make the Republican Party pro-homosexual, anti-marriage. And so a bunch of different organizations that didn't want to see that happen had a gathering up in Portland at the Monarch Hotel at the same time, and by having our place was packed out, and they organized that in less than 3 days, because we learned that these organizations learned that this meeting was going to happen less than 4 days before it was going to happen.
And what you're saying is that we had 1,500 at that event, and there were 300 people or less out at the liberal event. And you're saying that that's how you, in part, take over the Republican Party, right?
Well, because most of the Republican people didn't want to be the minority at this other place, and so all the Republican people who wanted to go this one direction came to our thing, and at the thing we signed up a whole bunch of precinct committee people who didn't even know what the term meant. But they had chosen to come to this event, and they got informed. And so by doing that, we increased the number of voting people in the Republican Party. And that's what a lot of people don't know about. They don't know about being a precinct committee person. And
they don't know how important it is to determining the direction and the leadership of the party. Rebecca, I want to let you go because I need to move on to Ron. Ron, you've got about 2 minutes, so go.
Hey, God bless Pastor Luke. God, holy Jesus.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, this is what we got to get back to. You know, we need that old fiery baptism just like before the Revolutionary War. That would give us the backbone. That would help our businesses. I'm just going in the Holy Rolling Spell. I feel just good. I'm telling you. I ain't no pastor. I ain't no pastor or anything, but I will say this. This is what we need. This is what the Lord called for. This is what we had in D.C. 99.99% of the people was loving, compassion, laying it out. And I'm just saying that we need more of it. And we need that food. Chris Ann Hall, bring her along with J.C. And then you got a dining like powerful stuff. You just got to wake up. I'm calling out all the farmers. I'm calling out all the beekeepers. I'm calling out all the ranchers. I'm calling out the private business, the truck drivers and the forestry industries. I want y'all to come back. And hey, can we give them an amen? I ain't been this good when I heard Pastor Lou speak. This is something, people, we got to do. We have to in order to turn back and we beat back the deep state, beat back those that want to take over the party next month, that want to keep the trash of what's going on in the party more going on next month. We got to come out and get the Lord. We need to know our constitutional liberties, and Chris Ann Hall is the lady divine by the Lord to do. So I'm telling everybody, go to theriverandnorthwest.com, where on that side, Mama's Own, and get some good stuff that's going to help your business survive. Even great for your families. This is where we can come and celebrate. Your kids can be a kid, but the young teenagers, the young adolescents, young adults, it is worth coming. Please, please, please. I know I sound like that song like James, but please, 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 come on. Get you some of that water of truth and the Constitution at one road. That's all I got to say, my brother. That's what
awesome, and you did it in just the right amount of time. Ron, thanks, brother, and you are so right on. Lee writes an email, says, what nerve this pastor have to go against the desires of the left and teach the truth? Wouldn't it be awesome if other pastors had the nerve to open up and teach like he's doing? Hopefully others will follow. We desperately need it. Linda, well, I'll get to Linda's email on the other side because it relates to what we're talking about today. My plan, my thoughts about how to stop the descent into tyranny, and Mike Nerman pushes back. That's part of it. Back in a moment, friends. Two more great hours to go. See you on the other side.